talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, America. Happy Monday, everybody. First and foremost, happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. We cannot thank you veterans enough for what you've done for your country, and we appreciate you way more than you know. So anyway, happy Veterans Day. Hopefully I'll have a old Vietnam veteran in here, and he went to Desert Storm too. So in here later, I don't know if he's going to make it. He's got lots going on at the schools around here, but he's got a really wonderful story to tell you about a veterans memorial right here in Oklahoma. Pretty cool story. So we'll have him in here later on if he makes it. He kind of old and he don't drive very fast and short also, and he can't see over the steering wheel sometimes. So we'll see if he gets here. Anyway, first let's check out some temperatures. Harmon County, 66 degrees. Mangum, you're 69. Bessie, you're 69. The Secret Weapons hometown of Cheyenne is 70, 67 at Slap Out, 69 at the May Ranch, Lahoma, you're 66. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 66 at Lipscomb, 68 at Odell, 71 at Wellington. And so anyway, just beautiful weather. I was down in the bottom yesterday checking the hot wire fence along the river before I turned the cattle back in there and make sure it didn't get out and mess the hot wire up. And it liked about 2 inches getting completely out. It got pretty full. And I was noticing, I think my grass in the bottom is greener than it was this summer. Isn't this crazy weather? The leaves are still on the trees. They are turning. But I'm no joking. And I think I'm going to have to mow again the yard. So, November, what is it, November 11th? And we're talking about mowing the yard? Crazy. Anyway, I hope everybody's wheat has come up that was put in before we got all those heavy rains, and things will start drying out a little bit. According to a text message I got from Lacey Friday afternoon or Friday evening, there is no freezing weather like in the 20s in the forecast till Thanksgiving or maybe even after Thanksgiving. So anyway, just crazy weather. So anyway, but yeah, the grass is really green and the wheat's growing, the triticale, rye, whatever. Again, hopefully we can get some drying weather so the cotton guys can get back in the field and when things dry out, because if you're waiting on a freeze, it's going to be a while. So anyway, we'll see what happens with the cotton crop. I think that's the only thing major going on right now, and with harvest wise, and we'll get some updates on that when somebody like the Cotton King or somebody fires up and see how that's going. And all this rain couldn't have done much of that cotton very much good at all. So anyway, we got that. Let's see, I got to go quail hunting Saturday. Opening day of quail season in Oklahoma. I went up to Pack Saddle. We had a good time. Man, there's no quail, guys. So don't even bother going to public land. It's not worth the trip. I'm telling you, we spent all day out there and we seen maybe two birds. No, I'm kidding. It's not bad. But anyway, I'm joking. So don't everybody go around, Jimmy said it ain't worth going to quail hunting. Anyway, I'm kidding. Anyway, it's pretty good. Pretty decent hunting going on. Lots of hunters. I think they said they counted 68 vehicles at Pack Saddle, or 67. 8 different states. I seen somebody from Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, seen somewhere else, maybe Missouri, maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway, all wonderful people, nicest guys you ever run across. So anyway, went a little bit yesterday morning and seen some birds yesterday. So anyway, it's wonderful to see the quail back in the neighborhoods flying. So anyway, I won't tell you how I shot, or you can just guesstimate how I shot. Anyway, got that. I'd moved the cows out of the river bottom up on the high land in case the river did get out, because there's nowhere to go down there. And got them, as I said, moved back in the river bottom yesterday. The water's receding. But you guys, you ready for some math? Check this out. So I was looking at the Corps of Engineers graphs from Lugard, the river, North Fork of the Red River running to Lugard. So I want to, let's see, what is it running in there right now at? It is at 440 cubic feet per second. You guys ready for some math? So you got 440 cubic feet running in there per second. So it takes, each cubic feet is 7.8 gallons. All right. So 7.8 gallons times 60 seconds is 468 gallons, and times 60 minutes is 28,000. Is that right? Yeah. Anyway, no, that's wrong. Way wrong. Let's go back to 440 times 7.8. That's 3,432 gallons of water times 60 seconds. That's 205,920 gallons of water going through there every minute coming into the lake, times 60, that which will be an hour, and that's a little over 12 million gallons an hour coming into Lake Lugard. And then you take that times 24 hours, astronomical amount of water going down that river, the North Fork River, 296 million gallons of water going into Lugard Lake. I don't know. I just like doing numbers. Anyway, you guys, I'm like, shut up, Jimmy, move on. Let's get to the ag news. But so right now they've, let's see, on the 7 day that the Lugard Lake has come up a little over a foot in the last 7 days, which is wonderful news. That I think is at 41 or 42% full. That's probably about the fullest it's been in 3 or 4 years. So hopefully the river keeps running now that we got some water generating, some springs running and stuff. So everything's well going into there. And I'm sure all the other lakes, Warshtaw was running good. Foss Lake's filling up. And I bet Tom Steed's getting fuller. So anyway, it's just good for everybody, all the good rains that we've got here in the past week and a half. Just wonderful rains. My father-in-law up by Billings out there east of Enid, he's listening right now. He said his pond has ran over, so went around the spillway. So that's good news in that area. It'd be interesting to see what the new drought monitor, the U.S. monitor, drought monitor map looks like coming out this Thursday. If you guys don't mind, we're going to move Heyday Tuesdays to Wednesday. I'm going to be doing my show from Stevens County Fairgrounds tomorrow down at Duncan. And the reason why I'm doing that is I was invited to come down to participate in a producer forum with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission down there to talk about regenerative farming. And so anyway, I'm going to go down there and give them my 2 cents worth there about 9 or 9:30. Not very long. Matter of fact, it must be really down to earth conversation, because they said I didn't have to prep. So anyway, got that going on. So I'm gonna be doing my show from down there tomorrow, and I can't really see the text line from down there. So anyway, we'll save it for Wednesday if you guys don't mind, and we'll have that going on. And shout out to Rit and Joel. They're on their way. Joel's on his way home to take Rit home from the Cooperton Ranch down there at Cooperton. Anyway, you guys, safe travels. Hope you're listening. And well, I don't know. Anyway, so let's check. Go ahead and check out the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market Update before we take our first break. How about that? Let me see if I can get it up. Ooh, boy, I got it up, but I don't know that I wanted to get it up there. Okay, there we go. Okay, let's see what's happening with the market. Corn December 429 down 2. March 441 down 2 3/4. Soybeans for November 10/11 down 5 3/4. January 10/20 down 9.5. Soybean meal for December 295.90 down 30. January 297.70 down 40. Soybean oil for December 47.96 down 81. January 48.06 down 79. Wheat hard red winter type. December 556 down 7 3/4. March is 570 down 7.5. Cotton not any better. December cotton 7008 down 90. Energies check out oil from West Texas. December 6812 down 226. Natural gas December is up slightly, up 26 to 293, and January is 314 up 21. The Dow is in the green, and the S&P and the NASDAQ are all in the red. Check out the meat market here. Live cattle, December, 183.52, down 17. February's 185.10, down 20. Feeder cattle for November, 245.67, up 25. And January's 241.30, up, down 12. Lean hogs, December, 81.30. Up 87, and February is 85.67, up 85. Let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, we'll have more news about agriculture. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you often wondering just how much extra nutrition to feed your cattle? Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. A useful tool to help you know just how much to feed this winter is the Oklahoma Mesonet Cattle Comfort Advisor, a great way to help protect your herd from the brutal winter weather. Let us help you with your winter feed needs. We offer bulk or by the bag Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 1st. 2,564 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 440 brought 307. 15 at 491 brought 297. 3 at 537 brought 284. 10 at 628 brought 252. 4 at 665 brought 230. 8 at 668 brought 264. 13 at 802 brought 202. 3 head of heifers at 430 brought 265. 22 at 535 brought 272. 6 at 565 brought 233, 10 at 637 brought 237, 15 at 768 brought 213, 4 at 723 brought 205, butcher cows were 30 to 139, butcher bulls brought 92 to 145, bred cows were 1100 to 2200, pairs brought 2125 to 2200, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. they have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some ag weather. Let's go with Wellington. Humidity, temperature 71, humidity is 36, dew point's 43. The winds are out of south at 9 miles an hour with wind gust up to 13. Month to date, precipitation at Wellington, 7.44 inches of rain. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature is 55 degrees. Man, oh, soil temperature come down pretty quick after all this good rain. All right, let's see here. Major was listening. Anyway, he said they had down there at Cooperden around his ranch, they had 11 inches of rain. During that little wet spell. So that's a lot of rain. He said his ponds got water in it and full for the first time in over 2 years, because I know that poor guy's been hauling some water. So all right, what else is there? Oh, I wanted to share this with you guys. I seen this on the is a text that came in from Darren Tradio. We had a horse get out in the Hammond Foss Lake area. He's a black gelding with a white blaze down his face. If anyone has seen him, please call or text 580-210-7097 or call the Foss State Park. Thank you very much. There we go. And you're welcome, Roy. Thank you. And I had a somebody thanked me, said, thank you, Jimmy. So I knew what that was for. This is one of them. This is my favorite holiday of the year. Anyway, Veterans Day is a good day. And a lot of people have, you know, there's the Memorial Day and there's Veterans Day. Veterans Day is to honor all veterans. And Memorial Day, a lot of people get them confused, is to honor the ones that have gave it all up. So, anyway, appreciate all that. With the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, it doesn't matter if it's 10 head or 10,000 head. Cow-calf stockers, feeders, selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership, or marketing retail, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we have many of the same goals in mind. Profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources and livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn about ways to get involved, all you got to do is just go to okcattlemen.org. It's cheap. It's $100 a year. And their magazine is worth $100 a year. You get that magazine every month. And it's just got all kinds of cool stuff in there, and you get to look at other operations that are selling stuff. It's just a good organization to be a part of, and they always got your back. So anyway, that's the thing about it, is it's no different than the presidential election or the representatives or Senate or whatever. Not everybody's on the same page, but overall there's a majority that's on this, you know, that's what America's about. You get to tell them what you think and what you think the way it ought to be done, but there's no guarantee it'll be done that way. It just depends on how many votes you get. How's that? I was just looking before the show. There's still 14. Let me see here. I just looked that up here just a second ago. 14, I think, still house hasn't been decided. I don't know what the holdup is. I guess they're just doing recounts and all that stuff. I'm glad I'm not in the government part. Yeah, there's 14 House representatives have not been decided yet. But so crazy, crazy world, crazy election. Anyway, all right. So speaking of politics, one of the biggest anticipated changes that could impact farms across the United States is a possible change to the tax policy under a second Trump administration. President-elect Donald Trump is preparing for his second term as president. While it's not two consecutive terms, his history during the first term could serve as a possible playbook on how the next 4 years could impact agriculture. Because I know my wife's listening. You have to remember, Trump is a populist, said Jim Weisenmeyer, Farm Journal Washington correspondent. He learned a lot from his first 4 years, so he's better prepared now. He won't choose a lot of cabinet people who will eventually write books and negative about him. He learned that lesson for sure. The parlor game of who will be named key cabinet positions includes the United States Secretary of Agriculture will continue during the next few months. One of the biggest anticipated changes that it could impact farms across the U.S. is the possible change to the tax policy. And you know us guys, we like not to pay those taxes. You can up the odds that you're going to have many, if not most, of the expiring Trump 2017 tax cuts that expire at the end of 2025 renewed. That's good for the U.S. sector because of the state tax exemptions will probably remain as currently they are, says Weisenmeyer. While anticipated changes continue to be weighed by political analysts, one agriculture tax expert thinks farmers can count on one major thing. I think we're definitely going to see no tax increases. That's for sure, says Paul Niffner, farm CPA, and he contributes to the AgWeb website. Niffner says even Trump campaigned on no tax on tips and no taxes on Social Security. Niffner doesn't see those proposals passing as it would leave too big a hole in the federal budget deficit. But certainly the lifetime exemption that next year will almost be $14 million. I think that's going to be made permanent and great news for our farmers that possibly are facing these estate taxes. Niffner also says that Section 2032A deduction, which permits an alternative method for valuing certain real property used either as a farm for farming purpose or as a trade and business other than farming, is something that could get bumped up to $14 million per taxpayer. He believes it would be a good deal for farmers. The other benefit, according to Niffner, is the extension of Section 199A deduction and additional changes he expects to occur with the corporate tax rate. The lower rates for 199A capital will likely be extended, Niffner says. We could even see a reduction in corporate tax rate down to maybe 15% for farmers. And if that happens, you could see a lot of farmers switching from being an individual farmer to being a corporate farmer. Are you listening, Cotton King? That means you don't have to go sell calves before you go on a vacation. You already have money in the bank. Anyway, according to Niffner, 100% bonus depreciation could also make a comeback under Trump. We think perhaps 100% bonus depreciation may be coming back for farmers. When they buy equipment or buildings, farm buildings, etc., they'll be able to deduct 100% of that in the year of the purchase. He also points out farmers need to be careful and make sure they optimize their depreciation related to their debt. But the ideal of 100% bonus depreciation would be a welcome change for farmers. Weisenmeyer also says that relief for farmers is there with no major changes to capital gains taxes, which is something the Democratic nominee Kamala Harris had proposed during her campaign. And there you have it. Just throwing that out there. I'm just passing along the information that comes across our ag web. So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting because, man, that's that 100% write-off back in the days was really pretty nice. So anyway, all right, well, we're going to go ahead and take another Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, is we'll have more. Hopefully my veteran shows up. Because I got some stories on him. They probably, I won't say the bad ones, but I'll say some good ones on him. But I want you guys to hear about this. If he doesn't show up by 12:45, our last segment, I'll kind of throw out there what I know about what was a really cool about one of our veteran memorials here in Oklahoma, and it happens to be right out here in the middle of western Oklahoma. It's a pretty cool story. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Well, I've been here for about 10 years, and I mean, it's just the honesty and integrity that I think that Brandon and Jill uphold in the company. I moved away for a year and a half, and part of the reason I moved back is because of Brandon and Jill, and because, you know, they take care of us really well. One thing that a lot of people are misconcepted is we try to do hardwired instead of Wi-Fi. So Control 4 is complete home automation. So that's audio, video, lighting, security. We're still a little young in it, and I'm a big nerd in it. So I've been learning a lot of it, you know, and picked it up and took off with it. So I'm really excited about it. Yeah, so we do everything from router switches, wireless access points, to where if you've got a big house, that's one thing we really push on these big custom houses that we do, is try to do the backbone of the network so that you have good Wi-Fi throughout the complete home, and even, you know, on your back patio, wherever you want, your shop, wherever.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at it making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Paul Jones Drug offers a free service that makes taking your daily medications safe and easy. It's called convenience packaging, meaning they can combine all of your daily medications and put them in sealed separate daily packages. This process replaces you from having to fill your daily medication dispenser. And as always, Paul Jones Drug prepares individual blister packages for long-term care patients. With their drive-through window, curbside service, and free local delivery, it's just more reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street, in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! He's here. The soldier is here. Anyway, we'll get to him in just a second. So sit over there and set up straight, sir. Anyway, let's do some ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Alva, 68 degrees, feels like 68. Dew point's 46, humidity is 46. And the wind's out of the east at 3. 10-day rain total, 4.10 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 53 degrees. Sunset at 5:29. Partly sunny and 69. Partly cloudy tonight, 44. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 68. And I think I seen, did you watch the weather this morning? Is it going to rain tomorrow night?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't paint it. I seen somebody said, Lacey said, like 60% chance of rain tomorrow evening. So anyway, I don't know what, you watch all the weather channels. So what did they say?
It's going to be a light rain.
All right. Well, the guy I always give hell on their show from Grimes, Oklahoma, that measures rain in thousands and not tenths, he's in the studio with me, Mr. Donnie Walker. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, Jimmy, and happy Veterans Day. Appreciate your service.
Yep, appreciate your service. So let's start back with your history. I don't know if we can go back that far, but anyway. So you 2 tours in Vietnam.
Right.
And in what years?
Oh, 66, 67.
Okay. And then got out. No, you didn't get out. You went to Germany, if I remember right.
Well, I took a 2-year break, yeah, after right. Vietnam, get my head together.
Right. Did you get her together?
Nope, didn't work.
And then you got back in, and you've been to Germany, Panama. My favorite story is when you went to Alaska.
American Samoa.
Huh?
American Samoa.
Yeah. And why'd you go up there? Tell everybody why you went up there.
Oh, install power plants for the island of American Samoa.
Okay.
And to produce electricity for them. Or are you talking about Kodiak, Alaska?
I'm talking about Kodiak.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Tell everybody about that.
Well, they have 3 canneries on Kodiak Island, and they do the king crab harvest.
Crab.
And anyway, their power plant caught on fire. And they lost power, so the Army flew in generators on C-5As, and we set them up and had them running in 24 hours, and we ran them for about 6 months up there.
While they were rebuilding?
Yeah, while they rebuilt their power plant.
And they, so that was fun. You see grizzly bears while you was up there?
Oh, gosh, yeah. They're all kind of them big Kodiak bears. They're all in the lobby of the hotels.
Yeah, but them weren't alive. Them were kind of stuffed. So anyway, all right. So you did how many years in the U.S. Army?
16. Active duty, and then 15 with the reserves and guard.
All right, so...
That's where I met you.
Yeah, I always get ready to throw that out there. So I met you, I think, was in 85? Was it 85?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. It seemed like it was sooner than that. Anyway, so 85. And anyway, we had a pretty good time. We were on the shooting team together.
Yeah.
And we traveled to Arkansas. Favorite trip was Fort Benning.
Yeah.
And we went to the All-Army M60 machine gun team. You were the coach or the captain?
Captain.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, man, there's some good stories, but I can't tell them on the radio. But anyway, we went down there and...
you left out Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's where we met Loretta Hu and Tammy Whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, but there's Tullahoma, Tennessee is where the... National Guard has their training grounds for right. marksmanship, and right. and I think that's where the Secret Service actually.
That's where you met some of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the coolest deal ever.
Yeah.
That guy, you know, I don't remember what we was doing, but it probably involved a can of beer. But there's kept hearing his rifle go off. You know, just big old cartridge. You know, it was big. So curiosity got us when we went over there and. This guy was shooting a 50 cal at 1,000 yards, and he was shooting a 1-gallon milk jug through a car,
yeah.
If I remember right. And, you know, it's been a while. And but anyway, it was just fascinating to watch somebody with true marksmanship. But, boy, he had some contraptions with that gun and, like, antennas sticking up, and, like, he had his own weather station with that rifle and stuff. Well, after he got done, we got introduced to each other, and He was a sniper for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this, how like the 50 cal, the best 50 cal bullet out there come from the 40s or from the 50s, like during Korean War. And what they got bukus of this in storage. If anybody's naive enough to know, the United States military doesn't have ammo stored everywhere, but he said they would take the bullet out of the cartridge and change the primer and put new powder in it, and that's the bullet he was shooting for his sniper rounds.
Yeah.
And then what was really cool was is when he asked us where we was from.
Yeah.
And we said we was from Elk City. And if you guys remember when Jimmy Carter come to Elk City, yeah. He came twice. Well, the second time when he came, this guy was the sniper that was on top of the First National Bank building downtown. And he said that it wouldn't be a problem for him to take out somebody at the Love store over there on 3rd Street. And so yeah. it's cool stuff like that you and yeah. I've ran into. And yeah. then I remember during the true all army matches, when they bring all the machine gun teams from all the military bases from all over the world, we were one of the 10 National Guard teams that got to participate in that.
Right.
And we were really pretty good until the gun jammed up.
Well, that was Christenberry.
Yeah. And he was from Hobart. But the general that, who, do you remember the name of the general that was watching us?
No, I don't. I know the TV crew was down on Jeff going to film him opening it up, and it jammed, and they left and went to somebody else.
Yeah. And then they, but the general, what was his name? Anyway, I can't remember his name. He was standing up online watching all these machine gun teams fire, but he was impressed with how Sergeant Donnie Walker come rip that M60 apart and put it back together.
Well, it might have been Gary Nix too, you know.
No, it was you. No, that was all you. But
well, when we were in Arkansas one time, you know, no, it's in Tullahoma where ours jammed and Gary was firing and tore it down, put it back together, and actually engaged targets before they dropped out. They're only up 60 seconds.
Right.
So you can imagine how fast you do that.
Yeah. And so, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on past Tullahoma and Fort Benning before we say something that it's probably people judge us on.
Yeah. We better watch what we say.
But anyway, so back in 1990. The 158 Field Artillery headquartered out of Lawton, Oklahoma, the Oklahoma National Guard, they got activated, and I was working for old Phil Rental here, and you was trying to farm or whatever you call what you were doing. Anyway, they needed some bodies,
yeah.
And we were a sister battalion of them, of the 171. So you and I, Warnke, Brewer.
There's seven of us total.
Darren Bledsoe,
yeah.
Darren Bledsoe. Who else was it? Krabowski.
Yeah.
River. Rivers.
Revere. Rivers.
From Clinton.
D. Reyes.
Anyway,
we joined
up with the 158 and headed off to war.
Yeah.
And you and I got assigned to Chickasha.
Charlie Battery Chickasha.
Yeah. And right off the bat, they thought we were different. Well, we thought they were different, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got assigned to Chickasha. I ended up being a spill commander on a rocket launcher.
Well, and I was, too, originally, yeah.
Yeah, you were, too. And they figured out you were way smarter than where you needed to be. So they made you a platoon sergeant.
Yeah.
But they didn't put us together.
No, they didn't. They split us up. They'd had enough of that.
And so we got over there. And anyway, we went through all of our stuff to get ready to go to Saudi Arabia. I went advance party.
Yeah.
And got over there on advance party. And I don't know, was I there a month before you guys showed up?
Yeah, two or three weeks or a month. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you guys showed up, and I'm not going to say it was a good time. It was just different.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And, because we won.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, we got some. But my favorite thing was, I had a couple of things. My memories with you was you making battery acid.
Oh yeah, that was quite a deal.
Yeah, nobody. I don't think anybody ever seen that before in that unit.
Not in that unit, no.
So anyway, there was. So, yeah. But Donnie Walker's the one that told me, that taught me how to take a Humvee and go raid log bases.
Yeah.
We bolt cutters to get you anywhere you want. Yeah. We Connex is over there. We needed parts.
Yeah. And we needed candy.
Yeah. And so we got ready to go off. And then I can say that my spiel officially shot more rockets than his whole platoon.
Well, that may be or may not be, we'll see.
And then, let's see, after the war, we went on after the actual ground war, we got stuck out in Iraq for, 3-4 months?
Right, yeah.
And
we
went on treasure hunts.
Yeah, we did.
One of them we shouldn't have.
Yeah. Yeah, we found some stuff we shouldn't find.
Yeah, I had crossbones on it, boxes, but it didn't take as much to get out of there. But anyway, so what's your best memory from military?
From the military?
Yeah, from the military.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, just the great people I served with.
Right.
Wherever you went, all over the world. You got young men that are serving their country, and that's what... reason we have Veterans Day is to honor all the veterans that served, regardless if they were a cook in a mess hall or they were an infantryman out behind a machine gun. Right. They're all, takes all of you, takes a team.
Yeah, and people don't realize that there's people back here in the United States that don't get to go see combat, but they're just as important as the people over there in combat.
Right, you got to have supplies and logistics, you got to have it all. Like I said, it's team effort.
Yep.
Team effort.
Yeah, let's take a quick break because I want you to tell the story on the Sweetwater
Veterans Memorial.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be right back after this Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's the season for giving thanks. Pumpkin spice and everything nice. And you'll get the nicest savings at Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford. Like the amazing, elegant new 2024 Cadillac Escalade. Made for your comfort, but will get all your little pumpkins where they need to go. Your Cadillac savings will be unexpected. You'll be thankful you went to Cummins Cadillac. Come meet the Cummins Cadillac experts. Great service and easy financing. Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford. I-40 and Airport Road. And online at CumminsCadillac.com. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Make lasting memories with 10% off all dining this holiday season. With over 50 quality dining sets to choose from at the lowest prices, why shop anywhere else? Come shop at Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store, right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price for 8 years for free.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
ASCO Equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO Equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our seven dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Eric, Oklahoma, 73 degrees, dew points 43, humidity's 35. The winds are out south, southwest at 10 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 6.16 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 53 degrees. Sunset at 5:36, partly sunny and 71 today, 42 tonight. Tomorrow and 66 for a high. I have former Sergeant First Class. Well, you made it to Master Sergeant in the Regular Army, did you?
Yep.
So anyway, we'll just go with what you got out on. I haven't heard the whole story, but I'm not sure he didn't get demoted, but we'll get on past that. But Donnie Walker's in here, but before we get to Donnie to find out what happened out at Sweetwater, because we got about 10 minutes here, Veterans Lunch today at the Elk City Auto Repairs. We'll have it. Veterans Appreciation Day all day on Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th, for active and retired military. We love our soldiers. Some activities happening are free oil changes for veterans, drawings for door prizes and gift cards. Candace Simpson from the Station Salon in Carter, Oklahoma, will be there doing free haircuts for veterans from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you look like you need one.
Well, look in the mirror.
So, anyway, free hot dogs and popcorn for everyone, discounts on services scheduled, free games for the kids. Elk City Auto Repair is my auto repair expert, and they are down there on the corner of Washington and 20th Street, right there on, let me get my direction, northeast corner there, where Red Man used to be. Yeah. Also, a veterans lunch today. All military veterans are invited to Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City from 11 to 1 today for a hamburger feed. It's about over. But anyway, it's a way of saying thanks for your service. How about that? You get a free meal. You already got your free meal, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so there's a... Anyway, so you called me the other day and was telling me a cool story because my name's on that memorial out there along with yours and a lot of... How many names are on that memorial out there? At Sweetwater.
At Sweetwater, with all three now, we have over 1,200 names.
And it's on it. And a lot of folks know a lot of people that's on that memorial out there.
They do.
So anyway, you got a phone call. Is it you that got the phone call?
No, Bob Carey.
Bob Carey got the phone call. Let's hear this phone. I want to hear about this phone call.
Okay. Well, you touched on... I'll give a brief history of the memorial. You know, the memorial was erected, the original one, in 2009.
Right.
You helped come out and dedicate it on Veterans Day. But then we had families calling in wanting to add their sons and daughters and aunt and uncles, you know, that had served also, but were serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we decided that we needed to add a couple of more panels on our monument out
granite
there.
Granite panels.
Yeah, they're large 4x6 black granite. But anyway, we ordered them before COVID set in, but then when COVID come, you have to order it from either China or India, and we ordered it from India. Our panels got on ships that were couldn't unload, and then when they did unload, they were locked in a container in Houston for months and months and months, and it just went on and on for 3 years. So we didn't get them until 2022, and we dedicated them. And then about a month ago or so, Bob Carey gets a phone call from an individual that was in the procurement system on us getting those. And he said, were y'all upset with the 13 extra names you had? And he said, what? So he called me and he said, there's 13 names on there. And so he told me what the incident was that they were put on there. So I thought it was a prank. But anyway, Linda Googled it and we got the 13 names. Went over to the monument and sure enough, they're on there in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. And the deal is, in 2021, during the pullout of Afghanistan, the Taliban had promised a safe, smooth pullout. But at the Kabul airfield there in Afghanistan, where they were evacuating American citizens, servicemen, and Afghan citizens that had helped the government, they drove up in a vehicle loaded with high explosives to Abbey Gate, which was a gate that checkpoint going into the airport, set it off, killed 13 American service people, and killed over 100 Afghan citizens.
Right.
But this young man was so moved by what happened, because they were the last 13 killed in Afghanistan, that he put them in with our list that we had sent him. And so when they engraved the monuments down in Dallas, those 13 names are incorporated on our monument. And as far as he knew, we have the only monument in the United States that have their 13 names on the same monument.
And that was the 13 last 13 soldiers to officially get killed in Afghanistan on the pullout back in 21.
Yeah, August 28th of 2021, there were 11 Marines, two were female. There was one Army Staff Sergeant and one Navy Corpsman that were killed.
All right.
And they were wounded, but, you know, we didn't get the information on them. But can you believe that the small community of Sweetwater, Oklahoma, has the monument with those 13 names on it?
Right.
And I wasn't mad. I was honored.
Yeah.
I think it's great that we remember those who gave the sacrifice.
Well, they, yeah. So if you guys have never been to that memorial, it's pretty cool. Donnie and Bob, and I don't know however many
people. There were lots of people involved
in it. It's a really cool memorial for a town the size of, what, 100 maybe?
Right. Yeah.
and right there. But anyway, it's not because you and I are on there. It's because it's just a cool memorial.
It is. It's for all veterans is what it is.
Oh, 2009, Captain Rochelle came out, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was our guest speaker.
Yeah. Captain Rochelle was a lot of you guys over in Custer County, you guys know the name. He was a teacher and a coach over at Clinton for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's retired out of the military now and living down there. You see him fishing or hunting or something around logging all the time. Yeah. He was, I can honestly say he's the best commander I've ever had.
Me too. Really was.
Yeah, down to earth. Because me and that one in 158, we got some stuff to settle. But they, it was.
For all your listeners who hadn't been there, the memorial, if you go to the four-way stop in Sweetwater, go a mile south, it's sitting on the north side of the Sweetwater Public Schools on the corner there.
Right.
And it's worth your trip to drive out there. You'll find names on there you recognize.
Yep. No, there's a lot of people, local people. Is there any generals on there?
We didn't put rank because we figured that a veteran's a veteran regardless if he's private E1 or a four-star general.
I know, but you probably know every person that's on there as old as you are. But
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I know
there's some colonels.
Well, I know there's a Medal of Honor winner on there.
Who's that?
Earl Plumley.
There you go.
Yeah, in the Oklahoma Army National Guard.
Yeah, I wanted to get him on the show so bad today, but I got you.
So, well, thanks.
No, I'd rather have you because you got some good stories that I know of. But they, no, I had Plumlee on the show. He's, man, what a guy. He's out now. He's retired.
And he's a down-to-earth person, too.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, he just, you wouldn't know he was a Medal of Honor.
No. Nope.
But he's one guy you want to go to combat with.
You're darn right. Yeah.
And you were one I wanted to go to combat with. Yeah. But we got about a minute left here. Was there a lot of, my best memory, I think, was you and a lot of other Vietnam vets was when we got home.
Me too.
We landed at Altus Air Force Base on a Boeing 747, and we got ready to get, there was 500-something people on that plane. We let the Vietnam vets get off first.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yeah, and we got to ride in front of the bus.
Yep.
And there were people from Lawton, I mean from Altus all the way to Lawton on the overpasses and along the road waving American flags.
Yep.
It's great to be in the USA.
Anyway, we got a couple of listeners that says, tell Donnie Walker, thanks for your service. Thanks for your service, Donnie.
Well, thank you for yours, Jim.
Thank you for coming on. Music's playing. Show's over. Hope you guys enjoyed today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.